At Tuesday night's virtual meeting of Elliott Lake City Council, councillors reluctantly accepted Recreation and Culture Manager Darla Hennessy's letter of resignation. Manager of Recreation is the most recent of her job titles after 25 of service in various roles serving the city of Elliott Lake. Hennessy has had many, including curator of the Elliott Lake Nuclear and Mining Museum, along with other positions, mostly in the Department of Recreation. After councillors and staff got finished paying tributes to their retiring employee, the common descriptive denominator for Hennessy's service could be summed up as a dedicated volunteer, persuasive organizer, strong manager and community booster. No words can say our amount of appreciation from my whole family for your dedication and devotion to the municipality and just making every event great, Mayor Dan Marchesella said, his voice cracking with emotion. Darla would be at events like the drag races before anyone else even showed up. This community would not be the community that we have today if it wasn't for you, Cown. Sandy Finnemore said, you're very humble, probably the most humble person I've ever met in my life. So you won't be happy that we're even talking about you in such a loving and grateful way. Darla Hennessy is the only person that I know who could convince me to stand on the ice at minus 30 degrees for 4 hours and have fun doing it. She always made working with her fun, Cown. Ed Pierce said, Cown. Chris Pattery denied the mayor's assertion that he shed a tear about Hennessy's retirement. I am very happy for Darla and wished her a happy birthday this morning. She knows I know what it takes to do what she does, the dedication and the work, he added. There's a lot of events that are absolutely to her credit. She has always been there when needed through that, Cown. Norman Mann said. And as an individual who will always regularly see her earlier on in her career with the museum with my father. It's something that I've always held her in a great deal of respect for.